Well, welcome everyone to Crystal Visions tonight. And this is part two of An Evening of Miracles. So what we're going to do, we're going to start off, and this is going to be for everybody that will listen to this recording, which is live and organic, which means that whenever you do a presentation, if you create in your reality that it's live and organic, even 5 years from the time that you record something and someone listens to it, it's going to be live for them. Organic means there's no artificial stuff in there, like no artificial sweeteners and things like that, right? It's straight from the earth. It's okay to get ill. Okay. Where were we? Okay. We are at Crystal Visions. Oh, so let's close our eyes. Oh, let's take off our shoes so we can connect a little better with the earth. We might have a shoe sale. We might not. Okay, so let's just tune in to the oneness of all of life. Just take a slow, deep breath. Let go of the day. Let go of your to-do list. Let go of any anxiety. Being here for the first time, being in a group of strangers. Just let all that go for a moment. Just take a deep breath and come into the oneness within yourself. Come into the oneness of this group and this presentation tonight. Feel the presence of the earth and feel the presence of the sky above you. Okay, slowly open your eyes. So we'd like to give you permission to feel very comfortable in this space for the next couple of hours. Your tribe's here, so introduce yourself to them. They're also over there in the other realms. So we've called forth all those presences that you have a relationship with that can help you tonight, that want to support you in whatever you're going to experience as far as your personal miracle. And your personal miracle can be tonight. It can be when you wake up tomorrow. It could be next week. So it's an old saying that not too many people talk about. It was given to me by a certain archangel. That was... It meaning like what you're asking for, it, your prayer, is given to you according to your belief and trust in yourself. So to that degree, you will receive tonight. And you can always change that level. If you go, oh man, I really need to be more open. Okay, just be more open. We teach simplicity. So it's not going to be complex. It's not going to be hard. But it takes practice. So I'd like you to feel and think about why you came tonight and what you want from tonight regarding miracles. It could be on an emotional level, a physical level, psychological level. It could be a spiritual level. It could be on the planet, off the planet. What are you ready to receive tonight? Any level. And then hold that feeling, thought in your body. Hold it in your chest. And then let it go. You don't have to do anything. Just, the key is the body needs to experience all this spiritual stuff. Body's been left out for way too long. So if you equate the ego with the body, body gets left behind in a lot of ways. We want to include the body in everything because it's your vehicle. Now, what's never been done before is collectively enlightening our bodies on a collective level. It's never been done before on this planet. We chose that project, may God, chose that project to collectively ascend the body, or in other words, to bring as much light into the body as possible. Now, most people are only operating at about this much of light in their body, literally. If you look at humanity, 3%, 5% of their capacity, So it said when you reach anywhere, when you start getting up into the 30s and 40s, which is still not very much, but compared to humanity, it's a lot. You would appear to be like a very intelligent person, very intelligent, very gifted. But just think if you had 70 or 80 or 90% embodied light, well, you'd blow away a lot of people. Can you see driving on the 240 and like cars being blown off the road because the light's so powerful and it's like they end up in trees and stuff? What happened? Don't know, officer. Just got blown off the road. So there's this light that just drove by me, blinded me, and ended up in the trees. Okay. Might want to ask your insurance company if they cover that, just in case. See, I'm getting better. I got to work on it. You know? I think she was my mom once. Definitely a older sister once. Humor. So it helps open up the body. It's good to chuckle and yawn. You know what yawning is? You do? Yeah. I used to look at yawning as, at least for myself, as what do you call it? Formulation of words. I was letting go of unconsciousness, and so I yawn. But also, when the brain gets overloaded, this is what they think. When the brain gets overloaded, you yawn. It's the body's way of releasing pressure. Obviously, it's also a sign of, well, time to go to bed. Getting late. All right. So why are you guys here? Let's go around. You don't have to share. But here's the thing. When you share, we all benefit. I'm trying to get all the shy people in the world to say something. This is my goal, whether it's online or in person. Can you imagine I chose that? All these shy people to say something? Do you know how hard that is? That's like going to the dentist and trying to pull teeth, right? Kids. Okay, let's start over here. You can give your first name if you like, introduce yourself to the group. You don't have to. But if you're from the CIA, don't say anything. We don't want to know. Okay.
I got out of prison today. So I'm Duncan and wanting to let go of grief and be more in joy.
Okay, thank you.
I'm Phyllis.
I like his humor, though. I just got out of jail today. And I was trying to think, is he serious? You got me there for a second. It must be this Asian humor, you know, in Asheville. I don't know. Hey, I'm 3 months here. I got to get used to the energy. Oh, I'm sorry. Hendersonville. Yes. Typo. Correction. Okay.
I'm Phyllis, and I want to expand my consciousness and bring healing into my body to balance it.
Nice.
Roshana Kumara, and I'm here for the great ones to experience the beautiful, benevolent energy.
Did you feel that when she said that? Yes. We were talking before we started about calling in the gang and everything. See, so, you know, when you guys consciously do that, when you go to an event or you give an event, before it even happens or you even get there, you call in your team. So there's another saying. I think it was, well, Yeshua did say it, but I don't know if it ever made it to the Bible. I call him Yeshua. So when you send the Christ light before you, whenever you go out into the marketplace, so that's like every day pretty much, unless you're homebound. When you send the light before you to prepare the way, what do you think that does? Yeah, well, it prepares everything, right? So things aren't all chaotic and everything. Now, think about all the energy that's on the roadways. Now, do you want to drive into that? So if you ask the light to prepare your journey before you step out of the house, it'll be prepared and you will have some wonderful experiences. I have some really good parking answers because today I got another parking place on Broadway, the main street by AC parking garage, but on the street, I had to pay a lot of money for 2 hours, but on the street, it was right there. It's like, you know, all these people are driving around looking for a place, and there it is right there. Oh, man, it's like I'm getting really good. They're just like, to always praise them. I go, God, you guys are so good. Man. So if you can get parking places in Asheville, you can do anything. Seriously, you practice the art of getting a parking place in Asheville in the middle of the day or at Friday night, Saturday night, then you can do anything. You can manifest anything. And I'm serious when I say that because, yeah, not easy, but we practice parking spaces over the decades, and now we're getting really good. Yes, anything you want to share?
I'm Nellie, and I always space out and have to tell people because I'm a cashier at the grocery store.
Yeah.
I say, oh, excuse me, I just took a trip and forgot to leave the farm.
I like that.
I always allow my inner self to come in, so I have more of my pins that affected that, and then when I get in my car, I always talk to her and ask her to be grateful. I'm going to say that I'm grateful for her energy and how she works and keeps everybody away from us so that we're all safe. And so it is.
Nice. Subaru. She wants to get a Subaru. And you have to ask the dealer about the transmission, new transmission deal. Okay. Just tell them you've heard rumors. That's all. Just leave it at that.
I'm naming names. Talk to my mechanic first before you.
Okay. It's the Kumara theory.
I didn't hear that, but okay, we're moving on.
Lisa, and just here to expand my energy and figure out where I stand in all of it.
Stand in all of it.
Sit in all of it.
Are you at a crossroads in your life?
Literally.
Yes. Yes.
Saw that the other night in my dream. A little crossroads.
Ah, in your dream.
In my dream.
And were you just there at the crossroads?
I was just there looking around.
Yeah.
That's
good.
Yeah. So.
You're not alone. Many, many people are at that place, whether they want to admit it or not. Right. Emotionally, physically, professionally. Yeah.
Everywhere, especially professionally.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely.
So, remember what we said earlier? It is given to your ability to trust and receive in yourself, which means in the universe and God. So, if you've had early childhood issues about trust, or first marriage issues about trust.
Second marriage issues.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And nobody here can relate to that. Just you. Yeah, yeah. You're unique in that one. Yeah.
So, yeah, just learning to trust myself again.
Yeah.
Or just learning to trust myself.
Yeah.
Never mind again.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, for a lot of women, there's a really good article that is going to go in the October newsletter. And I did a copy and paste from Forbes that I subscribe to, their e-newsletter, I guess. Forbes is a, go what? But they've got some really good articles. And the link that I put in, and I tell it something for women's empowerment is the title, and then the link's going to be in there. Talks about this woman who made it, overcoming a lot of obstacles in her life. But what I'm realizing is for women, I guess until they really feel safe in the world, they're not going to fully manifest. It's my theory.
I think you may have.
Yeah. So to be, you know, standing in your expression, really on stage, symbolically, and not being afraid, and literally standing out there naked and doing your thing. Yeah. So if that's a little hint or,
yeah.
See, we like giving little tidbits where you connect the dots. Oh, never thought about it quite like that. Oh, okay, yeah. Yeah, so maybe it is about, you know, feeling comfortable in being out in the world. There's an exercise that we used to do with students, and that was to get them to energetically go stand naked in front of God or in front of creation, just so they can feel comfortable. So, if any of you had trauma that's still lingering in the background from your early childhood, birthing trauma, first marriage trauma, whatever, you can bring that into tonight's activation, because it is about miracles. The miracles really is about allowing a shift to occur which you can't explain how it happened, but you're glad that you are experiencing what you are experiencing, and you don't have to explain it to anybody. The session today, she couldn't verbalize her experience. It was very profound for her. When you see her again, she'll probably look totally different, and maybe she'll have two eyes tracking equally. But she couldn't describe her bad experience. So we don't ask you to try to explain it. Just want to receive it. And then the key is to embody it in your body. Stepping on my cord of life here. Okay. Okay. Let's see. You're next.
My name is Stephanie. I read about your presentation and the Crystal Visions newsletter, and thought I'd check it
out. What was the draw?
I just kind of trust my intuition. If my intuition says there's value there,
yeah,
I go see.
Okay. So maybe for you to tap into the value of your miracle tonight. Okay.
I'm Debbie, and I'm here to continue expanding my heart space and to continue shifting energy so like my path just opens.
You were here last week, last time. What have been the after effects so far from a week ago?
The chatter has definitely decreased.
Ah.
Yes.
Boy, bet that makes the brain happy. Yeah. That's big, because most people can't. Yeah.
It's huge.
Now you can sleep better at night, probably.
I always sleep well.
Oh, okay. Oh, that chatter used to make you tired, right? It's like, oh, man.
But my waking state is just, it's so much more peaceful.
Uh-huh.
And I just find myself like, oh, wait, I haven't like been going on in my
head.
Or when I catch myself, I'm like, oh, wow, that's the first time in the past at least hour or 15 minutes. But the space.
Mm-hmm. The space. Yeah. So now you can breathe a little bit more. Yeah.
Yes.
That's good. That's very nice.
Yes.
Okay, Deruda. Deruda? Lowland Falster. I have no idea, but footprints.
My name is Hella, and I'm here because I want a mind. I cannot go where I want to go, do what I want to do with the mind that I have.
With the mind that you have?
Yes.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. I need a new mind.
You need a new mind.
Yeah.
Ah, all right. Okay, put in your cosmic order. Seriously, put in your order for a new mind. You want to get the exact year, model, make of your new mind. You can think in computer terms if you like that. Be specific. Okay, sir.
I'm Michael from Asheville, and I was just following a unicorn and ended up here. And
the unicorn.
No idea what to expect.
That's Asheville for you. I just found a unicorn here. What unicorn? Oh, that unicorn. That's one of my guides. Oh, my God. That's funny. That's funny. That's good. What would you like to experience tonight?
Like the Lion and the Wizard of Oz, some courage.
Ah, all right. Cool. We can do that. Okay.
There's a little bit of glare behind you, so you're looking at me.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Devin.
Oops. Let me go over here. Okay.
Let's see. Well, I called my team in before I came, and I double-checked because I planned on coming, and then I had an intense fall this afternoon and thought, maybe I just need to, like, keep my feet up kind of thing. But my body has been healing at like absolute light speed. So that's been really good. My foot was black this afternoon and it's completely like, I mean, it's still sore, but it was a bad sprain and that whole side. I stepped off backwards on steps.
Ah.
Easy fall.
Ah.
And that kind of brings up just, I'm holding an alignment for my home because it's expanding, creating into also workspace, creative space, class space. I had a little bit of issues with my landlord. Mm-hmm. So I just want, I love the support in being in a real clear alignment that it's right place,
yes,
right timing, that the resources flow, and all that needs to be done for remediation and remodeling is easy.
It is easy. Okay. Easy does it. Got it.
I'm Debbie, and I must have been following the same unicorn. No, I read the newsletter, and my intuition said, why don't you give yourself this gift and just go, you know, just go. And I've been challenging myself a lot lately in terms of facing fear and going into leadership and also wanting to open my heart and having a balance.
Mm-hmm.
I like dogs very much, and I think that they embody that very well. They have that sense of balance. So I want to be more dog-like.
There's your guide. Yeah, take her home. So you have a breed in mind that exemplifies kind of how you want to be?
I'm sorry.
A dog breed? Do you have a dog breed in mind that exemplifies how you want to be?
No, not a particular breed.
Mm-hmm.
I had a dog in my life who was a mixed breed dog, and she looked sort of like a golden German shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
She was stunningly beautiful, but of course I'm biased.
Yeah.
But she was a role model for me.
Okay.
Because she had so many fears when I first met her, and her courage was inspiring. And I was the leader, but I didn't know what I was doing, and I sort of bumbled along for a while. And it became one of the most treasured relationships I ever had. Taught me a lot.
Okay, call her in tonight.
I will.
Okay.
Nora.
My name is Alice. I'm trying to get clarity on how to state what I want tonight.
Okay.
I'm not there yet, because it's kind of, all right, the first part of this year, I'm going to back up a little
Okay.
bit. I set the intention that, okay, I was ready to, and I shared some stuff last week, how I have curvature in my spine, or had curvature in my spine. And anyway, how that was symbolic of getting my life straightened,
mm-hmm.
wanting to straighten things. Well, I have a share from last week. Well, anyway, so I said, this year, I am going to completely transform my life. And so I was talking to my tribe, my crew. I was like, okay, I've got to get more specific. Got to get a timeline. Okay, by when? October. Then Kenji comes to town, which I've been following online for like 10 years. I start coming to, thankfully, three free events.
Mm-hmm.
This is the third. Well, last year, we were talking about the spine. And I've done straight chiropractic. I've done regular chiropractic. I've done acupuncture and stuff through the years. Well, I know. I must have not been ready for it. So we did the session last week. I go home. It was, I forgot what day it was now. But anyway, I walked out to go to work one morning out of my back door. And it was like, I just fell happened is Phil. And I was like, what was that about? And I said that, what was that about? Because there was no reason for me to fall. And I heard the answer, you're getting an adjustment. And then I didn't think anything more about it. I was like, okay, cool. So the next day went by, the next day came, and I went home, came home from work, and I walked in my bathroom, and I just looked in the mirror, and I just reached for my neck. And my skull has been off the top atlas for decades. And in this life, and more in other lives. And it's straight. Structurally. It's like, thank you for allowing, creating this space for us and holding this space for us to do all this growth and healing. So I want to continue to expand all right. on those goals that I have.
So that's an example of divine right timing. It wasn't in like the moment last week. It was during the week that followed. Perfect timing. Yeah, very cool. Yeah, my head's on straight.
Yeah, my head's on straight.
That's a good start.
Welcome.
Well, I'm Catherine, and whenever I ask my higher self and my guides to do anything, I always say, well, give me all that I can take, and it would be nice if you could make it fun. And so last time I came here, I didn't really expect anything. I don't know. My friend told me about it. It's like, oh, okay, whatever. I didn't even look it up or anything, just came. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. Great experience of Kundalini. Great experience of Kundalini. Which I've had Kundalini experiences before, but this is like, oh, I didn't expect this. Oh, my goodness. Good stuff. And what I'm working on is I am going right now very, very explicitly with the most trauma I can feel, and then the next most, whatever. And it's just whatever I experience, I go with the feeling, and I ask my higher self to bring me back to that place.
Yeah.
And then I'm feeling like it's a, well, for me, it's always a black, inky thing in my heart. And then I'm having that release out of the top of my head and bringing white light in anyway. And so what my goal this is my birthday month, and a few more days, it's going to be my birthday again. And my birth name means pure peace, my first name and my middle name. So that's what I want. That's what I want. I want pure peace within, so I can just be me, do me, and have that as my constant. So thank you so much. That was really good. Very good. And quite a surprise. All that I can take, yeah. And it was fun.
Yeah, good. We like that. We like that. Okay, so it is. All right.
So my name is Cherish, and I came in here thinking, I want a clear line to intuition. No, no, no. I want to trust more. No, 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 no. I want to surrender more. No, 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 no. So I'm going to go with whatever my cosmic cooperators want me to have.
Mm-hmm.
Clear out the trauma. No, 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 no.
Okay.
So we're just going to leave it up to them, whatever.
Okay.
I think is in my best interest.
Okay.
That's
good.
Yes. Race.
That's pretty similar. My name is Darlene, and I came here to be in the energy and just surrender to it and allow whatever is for my highest good and help me move forward.
Nice.
Hello, I'm Karen.
Hi.
And right now I'm working in holding my honor and re-
respect internally. I've been observing some working relationships and dynamics that have been...
You had to compromise a little bit?
Oh, absolutely. Finding that balance of not giving away my power,
mm-hmm.
but also not
blessings.
Being afraid to step into
mm-hmm.
that value and self-worth and honor and light and be okay with that.
Mm-hmm.
Not be intimidated because others don't like that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm at in the moment.
Just a side thought on all this. So it's mostly for ladies here. So remember when you were real young, and I'm assuming your mom taught you the graces of being a girl and a lady and an adult and all that. Manners. How to present yourself to other people. Everything about what to say and what not to say. Okay. I won't say anything else more. But so all that's probably pretty irrelevant except for like say thank you and yes ma'am, yes sir, and you know. You're welcome. But we're talking other levels, you know. How girls and young women are supposed to behave. So you don't disgrace the family. Oh my God, I disgraced my family. Oh boy. Just on the level of just kind of going on the hippie level kind of type. Just that alone. Forget the other stuff. They got over it now because they're on the other side. But as long as they were here, they couldn't get over me. I was no way. Yeah.
I'm Paula. And my friend said, text me and says, look at this thing that's going on tonight in Crystal Vision. So I got on and I looked at it. Quantum healing. How interesting. Because we're all healers.
Mm-hmm.
This is most interesting. I don't have a clue, okay?
Good.
What was going to happen. So it's like, what to do? Let's check it out. And so here I am, and listening to you talk, and I think there's two areas. There's the trauma that's held in my body from abuses,
mm-hmm.
and there's I want to connect
more deeply that way.
Yeah.
Yes. So you have to understand, you guys, and how many of you know people that have never had any trauma in their life? No, I don't. I might have met a few people in my 7 decades here on the planet that had a great life, and they were like in their 20s. But I, of course, yeah, we don't know what happened to them in their 30s and 40s. But I'm going, wow, smooth sailing for 20-some-odd years. That's unusual. But anyway... So, the healer that I went to see, that you know, she worked on my brain because I told her I had some trauma when I was real young. I just wanted to make sure that it was covered. So anyway, I had a car accident when I was 7 and I had a concussion, almost died when I was 20. So, your brain remembers all that. So, if you've had serious brain trauma, or neck trauma, or sacrum trauma, you want to bring that into the activation tonight. This will be some good stuff. So I did feel, now that I'm talking about it, I did feel the effects of her working in my brain to release whatever little trauma was still in there. So if by chance tonight and the next night, and the next day and the next day, you feel kind of weird in your body, it's going to be normal. So what you might experience from tonight's activation may be something that you haven't quite experienced before in any kind of a way. So just know that that's normal, right? Don't try to figure it out. Just go with the flow. Okay, I think we're over here now.
Hi, I'm Sonia. So I'm going with the flow. I saw information about this session, and it was a yes for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this year has been full of spiritual opportunities, doors opening. So this is one that opened, and I said, yeah, I'm going to go there. You know, so
I am here. Nice. Okay. She's going to get the whatever wave. Whatever, right? You know, these kids say whatever. Okay, whatever wave.
I'm Sandra.
Oh, you're the one from down south? Down south?
Columbia, South America.
Yeah, down south from here. I guess down south from here. Oh, no. Kind of like that way and then south. Okay. Yeah, I'm not in Arizona anymore. I forget. I'm in North Carolina.
So I was invited by Ellie. I really didn't have any expectations or anything in particular, but I'm always open and allowing to receive what is best for me from highest good.
Okay.
And I love your T-shirt.
My favorite T-shirt. And here's Ellie again.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Everybody. Hi, I'm Ellie. So this is my fifth time with Kenji. And the first time I graciously got the wave.
On the mat.
For some of you, it's just one of us gets to lay down on the mat. And ever since then, I've just been in total cosmic giggle, joy, happiness. Really, and I'm one of the medicine women here in the mountains since 85, and so many of us have been in the Asheville-Henderson area. You know, we've seen many people come across our paths, and so I go in the first time to see him with the attitude of saying, mm-hmm.
now we know.
And that was just beautifully blown away. And so my spirit and soul is just having a grand time. And tonight, what I would like to accomplish is to get my body to catch up to my spirit.
Okay.
Because I have had near-fatal car accidents. And so I'd like to call in the medicine people that work on vision and legs. And if anybody else has that, may we all have vision improved and legs.
Yeah, okay. Eyes, vision, eyes. Legs. Okay, cool.
And all of your tribe, and all of you, because we're all here specifically to help and love each other, and it's just great. Oh, and I just want to say one more thing, that last week, out of all the people who were here, when Alice was talking, I went over just to her at the end, and I said, you know, I'm looking at you, and I think that your atlas is off. You need an atlas, Justin. Well done. Thank you, Spirit.
You won't know what that feels like until your head gets back put on straight, right? Yeah. I'm working on mine. Okay. We're almost done here.
I'm Susan. This is my third time to be here with you. It's last week. It was pretty incredible, and so was the first week. I think what I'm bringing, what I'd really like to see in this night is I always like playing in the quantum field, but there's some things that happen here with the light beings that I've had encounters with them before, and I think what they're trying to get across to me is to be able to speak authentically in spite of no agreement. That's always been a bit of a challenge for me. Kind of like what you're talking about, people saying, you can't say this, you can't do that in a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the space that I need to open up and bring into the work I want to do.
Well done. And speaking of that, speaking from my personal experience working with clients, most of them are women. Ever since I started working with people, it was off and on in the mid-70s. I don't know if I've met a woman that had a very open, very powerful, strong, balanced throat chakra. This seems to affect you ladies a lot, because guess what? Pretty much everybody that I work on has a thyroid issue. That's a woman. Why? Can't talk. I should have done cartoons, man. I could have been a great animator, you know? Could have done all this chakra stuff, you know, in cartoons, like way back when. Yeah, okay. You're it, Hera, Scarlet.
O'Hara. So I'm here. This is my 100th time. And anyway, it's beautiful. I love being in this. I mean, you know, Kenji is over there, Kenji. Being this kind of evening to me is what it's all about. You know, I love your story. I love so much more about it.
I do too. We all do.
It's ours.
Amen.
Yes.
Yeah, so I would just like to call in, like, whatever's been, whatever has been holding me back from accepting the healing that's so due me and so I desire, that I'm open and ready and receiving, and that my little girl is dancing and playing and shouting, yay, yay, yay!
Whoa!
Yeah, there you go, baby.
Okay. Okay, and now we're going to start an activation that will include all of your prayers, all of your intentions that you share today in circle, and even more from your unconscious that was not expressed. Okay, so we're going to use the power of the breath to relax the mind, to relax the nervous system, remembering that when the body and the mind becomes relaxed, then you're able to receive very deeply. And in those moments of when you experience the stillness, a complete stillness of mind, the complete stillness of your emotional body, healing naturally begins to initiate, whether it's a physical level healing, emotional level, a mental level, energetic. Okay, you want to make sure that your spine is straight and comfortable. So for some of you, you might want to sit forward in your chair so you can arch your lower back. Palms preferably facing upwards. So your hands are going to be the receivers, as well as the bottoms of your feet. So take a slow, deep breath and breathe in through the nose, if possible, and exhale through the mouth, if possible. And begin to create energetically a circular kind of breathing pattern. In other words, breathing in and out without holding your breath. To almost feels like you are breathing in a circular or a figure eight kind of energy flow. Breathing in and out where you don't pause your breath. See if you can create that. Very slow in-breath and out-breath. And feel as if the breath is actually breathing your body rather than you dictating how to breathe your body. And we're going to call into this room, into this activation, all of your helpers, your team. You're going to ask your team to stand by, including your power animals. As well as your ancient connection to this land here in Western North Carolina. So that'll include your connection with the Great Smokies, the Appalachians, the Blue Ridge, the rivers in Western Carolina, the waterfalls, sacred vortex areas. We're going to invite all of this into this activation. So as you continue to breathe, you're going to very naturally relax all the muscles in your face and your jaw, your fingers, your toes, your calves, and your shoulders. Each breath you take is going to relax the brain into a deeper level of theta and even delta. And any noises you hear in the environment will simply be a positive aid in your meditation. Going deeper and going within. Going deeper within. And as you go within, the body is relaxing. Now, you can energetically choose now to let go of your to-do list, let go of all of today, yesterday, and tomorrow. Let go of everybody that you know, parents, kids, colleagues, friends. Let go of the world for a moment. Let go of tribal consciousness. Even letting go of your intentions for this activation. Breathing deeper into the body. Now bring your focus into the solar plexus. And just simply breathe into the still point. That's that place of zero gravity. It's that place that's not influenced by anything. Bring your awareness deep into the core of your belly. Okay, now bring the focus up into the heart. Breathe into that place in the heart that you call your sacred temple area. It's that place within you that is your very sacred space. It's that place where peace resides. It's that place where love is initiated into the world from your body. It's that place that can initiate healing on many levels. So we can call it the still point. You can visualize, if you wish, a green disc or a golden disc that represents this sacred space. And this portal, if you will, this sacred portal, it's like a gateway. It's like a gateway into all it is. It's a gateway to your records, your history, your future, all probabilities and possibilities. Now, feel into that space, beginning to let your body go, beginning to let go of this world, everything that this world represents. Now, keep your awareness right there. Even though you're aware of your body, you're in another time zone. You're riding the wave. All right, so with your intention, you're going to keep all chakra points open. You're going to keep all meridian channels open. All power points of the body. All of your subtle bodies are open and becoming more in line with creator energy. All right, we're going to call in now your I Am Presence into this space. Now, we're going to work with the bones of your body in conjunction with the brain. So we're going to split, if you will, your attention, keeping half of your attention in your heart and your solar plexus, and the other half now up into the brain, the pineal, pituitary, thalamus. So your third eye, your crown chakra, base of your skull, keeping your throat chakra open, keeping your telepathic channels open, keeping your clairaudient channels open, now the great central sun is going to be sending pulses of solar magnetic light sound waves into your solar plexus, into your heart, and into your pineal. This is to awaken the higher dimensional levels of these chakra points as well as your physical body. So these pulsations of light and sound are designed to upgrade your system, your physical body, to hold more light. All right, we're going to ask one of your major healing guides, be it an angelic presence, ascended master, a friend from long ago, maybe from your home realm, your home world, from your soul group. Okay, we're going to ask this guide to do some laying on of hands in conjunction with your higher self or your physical body. So you're going to ask your guide to stand behind you. And if you're on the floor, to sit above your head, well, on the floor, horizontally above your head. And your guide's going to begin now to put its hands on your brain. You're going to keep your focus in your brain, in your heart, and in your solar plexus all at the same time, keeping the throat chakra open. There'll be another level of healing with another guide for your throat chakra. And this will be the opposite sex of your body. So for the women, it'll be a male guide for your throat chakra, and for the guys, it'll be female guide. All right, so your guide's going to begin to put its hands right on your head, your cranial bones. Your guides simply going to hold a state of stillness and oneness. And give permission now for your body to begin to receive the healing on a structural level through all of your bones in your body. That includes the vertebrae in your spine. So we're going to start with the head and begin to feel any trauma that's still in the bones of your head, in your cranial bones, in your skull bones, beginning to shift. It'll feel somewhat like a magnetic resonance. It's nothing to do but just allow the shift to occur in your brain, in your bones. Any concussions, whiplashes, blows to the head, you may feel your brain beginning to expand and contract, literally breathing, and that is normal. You will receive cranial adjustments. The frontal bones of your head, just allow the changes there to occur. Now, base of your skull is also going to shift, very important area. This is in relationship to your atlas and your axis as well of your spine. So if you've had whiplashes, car accidents, just give permission for your body to self-adjust, to respond to this wave energy. You might feel slight pressure in your forehead or at the back part of your skull. If you've had migraines, just simply allow the shift to occur. Imagine that your skull is gently being massaged, if you will. Your skull bones are being realigned to the new axis of the earth, which is also changing. So you will create an intention that your atlas will keep realigning with the new magnetic north of the earth during sleep. And the moon cycle, which is also very magnetic. Now, feel as if these waves are moving down from your skull into your neck, into the cervical vertebrae in your neck. And if your body just naturally wants to gently move, just allow it. You may feel some jerking due to the alignment. You may feel pressure. So emotional states, especially extreme emotional experiences, the after effects, the traumatic after effects of these experiences, that energy can be lodged in your bones. Your bones carry emotional memories as well as energetic effects from extreme emotional experiences not resolved. You also can feel the truth in your bones. So feel as if these waves of light are moving through your skeletal system, through your neck, through C1 to C7. If there's any place in your body that is resisting, just simply breathe into that area. Just simply breathe. If you go unconscious, bring yourself back. That means there's some deep trauma there that makes you go unconscious. Every time that is triggered, you space out. You go unconscious. You go off center. You actually go offline. You bring yourself back. Are you going to move into the shoulder joints with your awareness now? Shoulders can carry much burdens, emotional burdens and stress. The bones, your shoulder joints. If you've ever had an injury to your shoulder, just hold that space of stillness. Just imagine what it feels like to be totally calm and serene, totally in peace, body in peace. Move awareness down your arms, into your elbows, your wrists, your finger joints. Again, any injuries to elbows, wrists, fingers. Those memories may still be lodged in the bones of your arms. Now just simply allow that feeling of stillness to be in both arms. Any injuries to your fingers, your hand, the bones may be carrying the memory and the trauma. Simply hold this state of deep peace and stillness for your body. It will change. It knows how to change once you remove the resistance, once you remove the trauma or the memory. We're going to go back up to the face for a moment. So bring your awareness to your eyeballs. So let's consider the eyeballs as part of your structural system. And there's nerves that attach your eyeballs to the center of your brain. All right, so just allow that wave experience to move through your eyeballs and your optic nerve and your eye socket and your forehead. And that will include your jaw, your TMJ. And whatever painful memories you've seen in your life as a young person, as an adult, as a baby, just simply allow that energy to move into the stillness. Now let waves of joy move through your eyes. And when the eyes are clear, when they're completely cleared of all trauma and all suffering, all you see is peace in the world. All you see is joy and love. Open up the ears. Open up the bones in your ears. So we say the inner ear canal. So allow that wave. Allow that sensation of stillness to move into your ear bones, your ear canal, your cartilage. So that you may see and hear clearly now. Hearing your guides, hearing your higher self, allowing the resistance to truth. Allow your whole jawbone, your jaws, to shift. Tension in the TMJ will not allow you to express your truth and who you are through your throat chakra. Okay, we're going to move down into the rib cage now. Both front and back part of your rib cage. Take a deep breath. And feel and imagine that there's these waves of light that are circulating through your rib cage, that are moving in the DNA of your bones and your ribs, that are moving through the subatomic level of all the bones in your ribs. The ribs can hold emotional energy in regards to your level of self-expression and your ability to give and receive love, which also includes abundance and money, compliments, gifts, blessings. Take a deep breath and feel any restrictions in your rib cage. Let's take another deep breath. Okay, moving awareness down your spine. From the base of the skull all the way down to your tailbone. Tailbone injury, sacrum energies, low back injuries of any kind. Those emotions can be trapped in the spinal column, in the bones, in the vertebrae, which then will affect the nerve flow to the organs from your spine. It will affect your immune system. It'll affect everything. Keep breathing awareness into your spine. Bring your awareness all the way down to your hip bones, your SI joints. Breathe it into your pelvic bone, which also can carry memories of any level of abuse, especially when you're very young or first marriage. Your pelvic bone, right in the front, in the lower part of your body. That will affect your spinal alignment. Okay, bring your awareness from your brain back to the heart and from the solar plexus back up to the heart. So we're going to have a single focus through and from the heart to your tailbone, your sacrum, your coccyx, your base chakra, your survival fears can be trapped in the bones at the base of your spine. Survival, about money, job, career, relationships. Sense of isolation and loneliness all affect the base of your spine. So keep breathing now that power of stillness that's in your heart down to the base of your spine and your base chakra. breathing to that part of your body a sense of safety and love and support. Allow the body to self-adjust. Now you're going to hold the whole spine in your awareness. Very top, the brainstem all the way down to your coccyx. You're going to hold the whole of your spine in your awareness, your loving awareness, and keep breathing through the heart. That place of stillness. That place of deep quiet, serenity. And allow the spine to reset itself during your sleep. Now there's some levels here, emotional levels here, that may be stuck in the bones of your spine regarding lack of forgiveness or holding resentment and anger. That will affect your whole spine and your brain function. Let that wave move through all the levels of your bones and your spine. Allowing a sense of peacefulness to overtake your body, your whole skeletal system. Feel that energy now moving down your legs, down through your kneecap, down calves and shin, down into your ankles and all of your feet bones, especially the bones around your little pinky toes that have been squished from improper shoes, pressured into conformity. That's holding stress. Legs very much can absorb the energies from the environment, the stress from the environment, from other people, from buildings, from workplaces. Parents, kids. Now imagine your whole body encased in a bubble of peace from head to toe. And your bones have become lighter and at the same time stronger. Your guides are touching all of the bones in your body. So feel what that's like. Your spine, your rib bones, your shoulder bones, your elbows, your hands, your knees, your ankles, your thigh bones, your upper arm bones, all of your cranial bones. Now, if there are any lingering energies in your field, in your body, we're going to invoke the violet light to just move very gently through your body and your field. Helping to readjust All right, now here comes the strengthening of your silver cord or your lifeline from Creator that attaches into your brain, it attaches into your heart and into your solar plexus. So we have the triple cords of life, power, consciousness, and love. So I want to make sure, we're going to ask your guides to make sure all of those channels are clear and strengthened. Now we're going to use the analogy that you've caught a really big, gigantic wave out in the middle of the ocean. And this wave is going to come to a distant shore, to a new land. We'll just call this paradise. And you're riding this perfect wave from way far away out at sea towards the shore. And this represents the descent of your spirit deeper into the body as you ride this wave into towards the shoreline. You are, as it were, dropping deeper into your body, taking control of all of your chakra system, your nervous system, your bones, your skeletal system, your nervous system, your endocrine system, your cardiovascular system, your respiratory system, all systems, endocrine glands, organs, cells, molecules, atoms, protons, electrons, and neutrons. Taking control of your body, taking control of your life. So you're coming symbolically in for a landing for the very first time in this life. You're riding the wave towards the shoreline. And when you get to shore, you're going to ride the wave right up to the sand. And you're going to stand in your new world, your new paradise world, of where you're going to create any and all possibilities through the power of love and joy and peace. Take a deep breath. All right, coming back into the now moment, feeling that in your body. I have landed. And each time you practice this meditation, you will land deeper and deeper into your body. And the more that you deepen into the body, the more the body stays in a healthy, perfected state of wellness and light. and joy. Okay, take a deep breath. Feeling the bottoms of your feet. Feeling the palms of your hands. Owning the space around you. Owning your life. Okay, just simply relax, enjoy, and in a few moments we're going to slowly turn on the lights. Remember to drink water, and before you drive tonight, make sure you're fully grounded. Blessings from the quantum.